Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Death Under a Little Sky by Stig Abel, published by HarperCollins in 2023. Today's book is all about new beginnings, life on the land, and secrets. Jake used to be a high-flying city police detective, but after a divorce, he received a letter from a solicitor to tell him that he's inherited a house in a remote part of England from his eccentric uncle. With this windfall, Jake decides to chuck away his city life for a new life in the country. The house, while large and impressive and situated on a lake, is missing many comforts like a shower or a washing machine or internet. Jake has to adjust to this new simple life on the land, and within a few weeks he started to get to know the locals, including the pretty vet Livia. He's invited to participate in an annual treasure hunt to locate a bag of fake bones from a local 13th century monk. But the game turns sinister when real bones are found in the sack, and Jake relies on his old detective skills to find out who the woman is. As he delves, he uncovers the lies and secrets of the countryside and its inhabitants, and his meddling is not always appreciated by some of the locals. But Jake is determined to find out who the woman is, despite the threats. Death Under a Little Sky is a detective novel with a difference. From the plot description, it sounds like a straightforward police procedural, but the book is more meditative and soul-searching as Jake tries to find his way in his new life and surroundings. A man used to investigating crimes, he now spends his days alone, focusing on food and warmth and what to do with the rest of his life. He lets his beard grow wild and he wonders who he truly is and what's important to him. Inheriting a house in the country sounds like a dream come true, but the locals are not as friendly as they first appear, especially when Jake starts poking about in their business. And he's quickly reminded that he's far from town, and out in the country late at night, there's no one around to help. Beneath the beautiful surroundings, there's a sullen silence and the brutal reality of making a life on the land and what it can do to people. There are secrets and people willing to look the other way in case they need to call on their neighbours for help. Like Jake, the country is full of lonely old men, and a pretty face, while a nice respite, can lead to obsession and longing and violence. Death Under a Little Sky is also about what's important. Is it family, children, community? Is it purpose, money or books? And how each person has to find their own meaning. So if you like the big questions of life, beautiful landscapes, hermit detectives, feisty vets and cider, you might like Death Under a Little Sky by Stig Abel. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.